me here. Are there any stations late missed or otherwise unacknowledged in any direction for the BCNet call now? Nothing heard. VE7 Golf Bravo Oscar Victor Alpha 7 Mike Juliet's here.
Okay, thanks very much, Mike. I do appreciate it. And thanks, Tony. And thank you, Ivan. Okay, with that, I'm going to give the final call for the BC Public Service Net. Anyone from anywhere? This concludes the BC Public Service Net for this evening, and my thanks go out to all the stations that supplied relays and those giving us a clear operating frequency, besides the person creating QRM over my way. Anyway, please tune in tomorrow evening at 0130 hours UTC when Rolly, Victor Alpha 7 Romeo Alpha, will be your net control station. And the net is now closed, looking at the time here, at 0231 hours. Thank you, and 73.
You know, it's funny, Mike, funny, not so funny. I could hear Martin. It was so faint. I mean, the previous station was faint, but Martin was so faint that I have tinnitus, and I couldn't tell if he was on the outside or the inside of my tinnitus.
Yeah, Roger. Oh, boy. Oh, by the way, speaking of tinnitus, I told my doctor, is there anything to get rid of tinnitus? And I was told that oxycodone works good. I just couldn't, when I said that to him, I had kind of a smirk on my face.
Well, I just kind of learned to live with it. I've had it for so many years now.
Yeah, Roger, I don't know if there is any known pharmaceutical that's good for getting rid of it.
Well, I got it too. I don't know. Probably enough rum and coke gets rid of it. But then when you wake up, you got a headache, so there you go.
I get, there's certain things that would trigger it, but I don't know about cure it.
Yeah, it'd be quite interesting. I guess with that, you could say, a few rum and coke, I guess. You can say, how would you say that? Oh, yes, of course, you would say, listen to the rhythm of falling rain. No, I don't think so. Yeah, anyway, you take care of there, Mike, and good evening, Ivan. Good evening, Tony. Thanks for your help there, the E7 Golf Football Watcher.
You're welcome, 73 Dot, and everybody else, the E7TT.
Yeah, 730, 37 MGS, going that away.
Where is that away? I've always wanted to know, VE7 India Victor November.
I've always been waiting for somebody to ask that, Ivan. In my case, it's actually into the kitchen to finish my supper. I hope that, solved the problem.
Yeah, just being facetious here. Anyway, what are you having, what you got tonight?
Actually, I thawed out some sausage rolls that I'd made there a few weeks ago, and I'm looking forward to chomping down on them.
Sounds real good. Well, I'll let you get to it there, Michael. Sounds like you're hungry. So, anyway, just wanted to say hello. VA7, Mike Juliet Sierra, VA7 India Victor November.
Yeah, before you go, how cold is it there now?
Not sure. I think we got up around 7 or 8 plus today.
Yeah, I don't know. It's heading down here. We got up to 9 here today, actually, but it's swooping down. It's down to 5. It's probably going to go down to 0 tonight. Yeah. After I ate my cabbage rolls, I think I'll throw another log on the fire. Okay, 73.
Is it cabbage rolls or sausage rolls?
It's cabbage rolls, but I use sausage meat in them.
Oh, so like a combination. Yeah, I think we're going to get one or two days towards the end of the week where it's going to dip down below freezing at night. And they say chance of snow flurries or something like that. And then looks like it's warming up after that. So, anyway, still February, almost March. Have a good night. VA7MJS, VE7 India, Victor November.
All right. Oh, God, now here's the phone ringing. All right. Thanks for the shout there, Evan. VA7MJS clear.
Thank you, Todd.
Yeah, I got up to about 3 degrees today there, Ivan, but anyway, well, a very fine evening to you there. Thanks for your help earlier.
Yeah, I just turned the radio on and I heard Martin in there and nobody was going back to him. So. But he was really light, so every, you know, a really strong signal, most of the stations I'm hearing, but there might be something going on in the ionosphere that's affecting signals out of the north.
Yeah, that's true, and I don't know. I was listening carefully, and I do have an S7 noise floor here, so I guess need I say more? That's for you know what? There was a time that I think I told you this before, when the power went out. I have this radio on battery backup. The radio sounded just like I disconnected the antenna.
Yeah, I just put on AGC fast to see where the meter would go when you stopped talking, and it's sitting on zero, so it's pretty quiet up here.
Yeah, Roger. Oh, yeah. It was quite something. Anyway, that was, I guess, when that power failure took place, it was nice and quiet, but as a matter of fact, I was NCS for one of the nets, and that... the battery charger did not work properly, so here I was utilizing the battery, and it was getting down to below 11 volts, and of course this radio doesn't like it, so it turns off.
All right. Well, if you want to hear quiet reception, you should go out, you know, in the middle of nowhere where there's no power lines, there's no nothing for miles. One summer I was working at a fire lookout tower in the Northwest Territories, you know, I had the helicopter showed up and it delivered me a transceiver I had ordered, ICOM Yaesu FT747GX, you know, the plastic, fantastic, and I hooked it up to, I think I had a G5RV or a longwire, and I'm going, there must be something wrong here. It's just so quiet, you know, in the middle of the day that, and I could hear this little, every now and then, a little tick, 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 but about a mile away across the highway, there was a kind of a microwave relay station there, and I think it was coming from there, but, man, you never heard quiet reception until you've been out, you know, in the middle of nowhere, or
oh, you've got that right. I can only imagine what it would be like. And yeah, with my noise over this way, it's so horrendous. Like I said, with that power failure, everything went out. And I've even gone to the point where I said, no, it might be something like the TELUS box. I do have a battery backup on the TELUS system. So anyway, I disconnected that. I just turned off the main breaker, and the noise was still there, just as predominant. So I knew that was not for me. And mind you, I've got three other neighbors to contend with in that matter. And I know what the case would be if I had gone up to a person's door and saying, if I had DF'd their signal, the noise, I would say, there's something in your house that's making noise. They would say, oh, that's nice, and they close the door.
Yeah, that kind of thing requires delicate diplomacy. You know, even where I live, I'm a few kilometers outside of the village of Saintula, and I got a neighbor on either side of me, but they're a couple hundred feet away. But I still pick up, you know, they must have devices in their house, you know, like wall warts or, you know, something digital running. So I still pick up a little bit of noise from them. So it doesn't take much, and these receivers are so damn, pardon my language, darned sensitive these days, you know. You could pick up the weakest signals, or...
Oh, that's true, yeah, that's right. And I do remember when I had that other one, it was a another radio, it was a... excuse me, clear my voice here. It wasn't the SDR receiver, it was a... a Super Heterodyne receiver, and that one I could actually back off the RF gain and actually hear the person talking, but this one acts only like a volume control.
Which radio is that?
Well, this is a 7300.
Oh, yeah. Well, different radios have different gain distribution through all the various stages, and some are just quieter than others. But the old tube radios, they were the quietest of all. I mean, they weren't as sensitive, but they don't need to be. You know, if you disconnect the antenna and listen to your background noise, and you connect the antenna and the background noise comes up, that's sensitive enough, right? But now all these new rigs, they're just trying to make them as sensitive as possible. So I, quite often I'm backing off the RF gain quite a bit, or putting in the attenuator just to try to get the old tube radio sounder.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. And yeah, to get that unique sound is where everyone strives for at least noise. That's the way to go there. I've got a device that somebody put together for me. It is phase cancellation, but I've got that ready to hook up, but I have to get somebody to hook up the auxiliary antenna. Hook it up against the alongside the fence. It's not used for TX, obviously, but just as an auxiliary antenna, picking some noise up from the neighbors.
Yeah, I know the principal there. MFG used to sell a unit like that, and so it would pick up local noise, and then you would adjust the phase, and you kind of like phase out the local noise. So it sounds to me like that. Whatever you got there is similar to that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it is like the same. Like you said, the MFJ 1026, I did have one of those, but it did have a light bulb in there instead of putting a relay to disconnect the auxiliary antenna on TX and of course ground out unfortunately it didn't ground out the input on the on that thing. So the FETs, they suffered. They really got it bad. So anyway, I've got this new device. I'll be ready to hook that up once I get this all cleared out. I've got a big mess here.
Great. Well, hopefully the new unit there will work for you. That would be helpful. I'll be moving here at the end of March, right into the village of Saint-Tula. So I'm hoping the noise won't be too bad. I did take a portable receiver and down there, and I kind of walked around the block to see what the noise was. And it didn't seem too bad, so there's hope. But I don't think I'll be able to get up an antenna that's quite as effective on this band as I do have here. I mean, I'll probably be able to check in, but, you know, my signal's going to be way down. But at least, if I can check into nets and do a little operating, maybe I'll do more CW and, God forbid, no FT8, no, forget it. I don't consider that to be a real mode. But, you know, hopefully I'll still be able to operate when I move over.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, the FT8, I know what you're saying. Yeah, between all the digital modes. Now, trying to think, what is this? What mode is this? If you probably heard it before, the one that goes.
Oh yeah, multiple frequency shift keying, MFSK, and it's got different modes, but. Yeah, that's a good one. I don't think there's a whole lot of people working it, but there are some. I want to get it also set up so I can work Winlink. Winlink. If the you know what hits the fan and there's no communications anywhere locally, hopefully I can be able to provide communications in and out of the island here. It's good to be prepared for that stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And as for those noises, I guess I could only mimic what they sounded like and what I've heard. You know, of course, when you're trying to utilize the band. That there's a station that got on there, and it sounded like there were more than one. I believe that was that noise I heard from the 40-meter band, the Roarnet, when they were on 7100 instead of 7200. But now I hear a station.